Up next on American Restoration.
I need a gift for Corey's birthday.
Well, let's go on the Boneyard.
When Rick Harrison shows up looking for something, the stakes are always high. I just hope I have what he needs.
This is a 1949 Victor.
No, that's not it. Come on over here.
Maybe I got a nice big screen in there.
It's already got a big TV in the garage.
Look at all the cars, dude.
Wow.
Keep in mind you want that late 50s, early 60s fin look.
Oh, look at that.
Hey!
Looks like Brelly's back.
2 days and 1,300 miles later.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions, his works in progress, the things that drive him crazy, projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration. Yeah.
Rick Harrison's here.
Oh, hey.
Hey, what's up, man?
Good to see you, bud.
So what's going on? What are you bringing in?
Actually, I didn't bring anything in. I need a gift for Corey's birthday. He's turning 30.
Like what?
You know, 40s, 50s, 60s, something really cool. You know, he hangs out in his garage. I want something for his garage.
Okay, cool.
All right, let's go on the boat here.
Rick Harrison from the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop is my best customer. We did a golf cart for his dad, and now he wants something for his son Corey's 30th birthday. So I want to make sure it's something that's really badass.
All right, this is a 1949 Victor. It's all refrigerated, so he's got this huge amount of beer or soda. So now you got this full-blown bar in his garage. What do you think?
No, that's not it. When I see it, I'll know what it is.
All right, come on over here.
I thought about getting him a car, but then I decided I didn't love him that much, so.
Okay, we used to take gas pumps and put TVs in them, and this one is so big that maybe I get a nice big screen in there, decorate it all up.
It's already got a big TV in the garage, so.
Okay.
Corey already has a lot of stuff. It's just hard to find something new for him.
What does he like to do?
He likes to sit on his ass and do nothing, you know?
Hey, come over here, let's look at this piece. Back in the day, we would chop the ends of cars off, and we would make them into a couch.
Okay.
Okay? This is an old, like, 1965 back end of a Ford. Right in here, it's got the all tuck and roll. It actually has a back. You sit in here. It's got maybe a drink holder that comes down like an armrest. Put all the chrome on it. Make the lights work. And then we'll tuck inside some kind of a sound system.
Yeah, I like the idea, but I want fins everywhere.
Okay.
The whole car couch idea is great, but the one car there, it's sort of blah. I mean, there's no giant fins on it. There's not a lot of chrome. The big fins on cars came around 58, 59. That's when they got really just gigantic and ridiculous. That's the kind of fins I want on this couch. I want the corners dangerous.
Right. Okay. All right. This sounds good. I'm glad you like this idea. So the only problem I've got right now is finding the car.
All right. How much do you think it would be?
I'm looking between, I don't know, $9,000 to $11,000.
You know, it's a lot cheaper than a new car. Sounds like a deal.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Awesome, bud. All right, cool.
You're the best. I love it when you come up with these ideas. You know, I love my son to death. It's his 30th birthday. But quite frankly, he's not worth car money. He's worth car couch money.
Looks good. Almost ready?
Yeah, it looks like it's sealing up pretty good, so I think we're good.
A while back, we got a vintage refrigerator that belonged to a customer's father. I love appliances from the 40s and 50s, so I'm really excited to give the restoration a close look before we ship it out.
This is probably a 1949 hot point refrigerator. This customer wanted it for a memory. When she sees it every day, when she goes for the milk, she's gonna remember her father, so right. That's a big thing. Originally, this whole machine was all white and dingy and ugly, right? It looks awesome now. The customer wanted us to paint it with this blue with the white accent on top. Ted did a great job on that pinstripe. I mean, that thing's running through the center. That looks really good. All the shelves, these are all aluminum. It's all been polished out. They look really good. It looks like a brand new refrigerator. Put a brand new compressor in it, redid the thermostat, so now it's all set up to where it should run really, really good. All right, Kyle, get it wrapped up and we'll deliver it to her, okay?
All right.
Now that the hot point's on its way to the customer, we're gonna start working on Corey Harrison's 30th birthday gift. We need to find a car with awesome fins to make this car couch just right. Ron's got a lead, so we're going to check it out.
Look at all the cars, dude.
Wow.
When I say I've got a lead, I have a lead.
Morning.
Morning.
I'm Rick.
Rick, I'm Ralph.
Normally, I trust Ron and Tyler to do this alone, but this needs to be done right, so I'm tagging along.
What can I do for you guys?
I'm looking for some cars between the 50s and 60s.
Lots of them right up along the fence in the front.
I've been collecting cars and trucks in my lot for over 35 years, and right now I have over 300 of them.
Let's go check it out.
This place is just enormous. There are cars for days. Tons and tons and tons of cars here. We can't find something out here. We're doing something wrong.
Yep. Ron.
Look at that. Check this out. Oh. I have to have this.
A bed.
A bed's on top.
It's perfect for you.
Yeah.
It's like Scooby-Doo. You know,
like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, no, that, you know, we gotta focus.
If I can get up here, I'm buying this thing.
Oh, awesome.
I know we've got a mission, but how am I not gonna look at this van? It's a Ford Econoline from the mid-60s. This has me written all over it. Oh, the stars, the moonlight. This is sexy.
Get down, we gotta focus on the project.
Why do we bring him?
Because he's zero
fun. Such a buzzkill.
You know why you bring me? I know why you bring me.
For the money.
That's right.
I've never seen one of these car couches done, but the concept just sounds killer. And I just hope that we can find a car that fits all the specific things needed.
Keep in mind, you want that late 50s, early 60s fin look.
Like that? That?
Look at those fins.
That's like a 56 Premier.
It's a Lincoln.
This is cool.
Dude, this looks like a knight.
Does look like a knight.
That's awesome.
Oh, look at that. He's got a little face shield.
Oh, my God.
This has got the fins. In 55, this futuristic look was, we're going so fast, the car is literally flying off the back. So that's how fins came up. When you're sitting in here, I don't want your legs rolling over this. And I don't want to cover up all the chrome with the couch coming out to here. It's got possibilities. But the back end doesn't really seem like exactly what I have in mind. Let's keep looking.
Right on.
I love this place.
I'm getting a little concerned. I mean, there's hundreds of cars we've looked at.
These are Rambler Deluxes. These are nice.
But none of them meets the exact criteria of what we need to build this car couch.
A lot of cars, but...
Oh, look at that. Oh.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Look at the lines on the back of that. Are you going to get out?
Oh, I can get out that.
Corey, do you have any idea why I'm here?
Obviously, he bought something and had it restored.
This is a birthday gift.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Oh, look at that. Oh.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Look at the lines on the back of that.
Dude, those fins look like they hurt you.
Rick Harrison came to me and said that he wanted to get a gift for Corey. We came up with a car couch.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
I'm walking around and all of a sudden, here it is. I see the car that we need. This is like a 1960 Cadillac four-door.
Oh man, this is so cool. Look at all the trim.
This Cadillac is perfect. The fins are super pointy. They make a statement. The back end has the bumper. It's got all the trim. Everything on this thing is just perfect for the job.
Tyler, go get Ralph and we'll finagle.
I gave Rick a specific quote, and if this car costs too much, along with the amount of work that I got into it, I won't be able to do the job.
Hey, Ralph, this is a pretty nice car. Does it run?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, how much you want to get for it?
$6,000 is what I'm asking.
$6,000. Most I could pay is $5,000. That's about where I'm at right now.
Okay, we could probably do five. Right.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Ralph. Very much.
Thank you. I got so many ideas of what we're going to do to this thing, and I'm really excited right now to load this thing up, get it back to the shop, and start chainsawing that thing right in half.
What's that weigh, like 7,000 pounds?
Yeah, you're good, Tyler, this way.
I'm trying. It ain't got no power steering.
I can see that this car is just going to fit on the trailer. But there's going to be no room for Tyler to get out and no power to open the power windows. I can't wait to see what Tyler's going to do when he realizes this.
Does it fit? Does it fit?
It fit. Are you going to get out?
Oh, I can get out that.
You got that?
Watch.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. He's really doing this?
For America! Oh. That didn't work.
What's he got in his hand?
See this ignition?
Oh, don't throw nothing else through there.
Don't go in.
Watch out, watch out, watch out.
Watch your shoulder.
Yeah. I see it.
That's nice. You're a little sweaty, bro.
That car is heavy. I'm glad we're just cutting the back end of it off, because that is a brick. We scored big on this trip, and I'm glad I came along. Because if I didn't, Ron and Tyler would probably be towing that Scooby-Doo van right now, and not this sweet caddy. All right, let's get this thing unloaded. Dave and Roy, come on over here.
Sweet, what's this?
Check it out.
What a beaut.
Now that we got the car back to the shop, here comes the hard part. We have to figure out how to transform it into a couch. It's such a nice ride, I'm not sure if I'll be able to keep my eyes open as the guys cut it in half.
Oh my
Look
God.
At the boat, man.
59, 60, Sedan DeVille.
Yeah, 60.
60? Nice.
Rick Harrison wanted us to build a car couch, so this is it. This is the one we're going to build. So what we're going to do is we're going to whack it right here, cut it clean in half.
You're going to cut this classic in half?
Yeah.
You're going to play taps while you're cutting into it? Because we're...
Follow me, the Cadillac killer.
Yes.
I love my Cadillacs, too.
Yeah, there was only one Cadillac there. This says sexy. Says I'm proud to be an American, and I built something badass.
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, really.
That's absolutely. Good, because it's true.
Amen.
Yeah. I got really excited when I saw this car, but the more I'm thinking about it, I'm afraid that if I cut it in half, I might be killing the car. You know, I just really don't have the heart to saw it in half. I just think it's a waste, actually.
This car deserves to live.
Live.
Yeah. Right. I bought it for the purpose of cutting it, and now I just can't do it. What I'm going to do with this, I don't know, but I don't want to kill it. I need to find another one. I'm back to square one, so I need to research, call around, try to find the back of this car, because Corey's birthday is coming up, and I need to get jumping on it right now. I'm looking for a 60s Cadillac, the pieces, basically. I need the back end, the quarter panel, the bumper.
Unfortunately, we don't have anything like that right now.
You don't have nothing for a 60s Cadillac at all?
Sorry, I can't help you.
Thank you.
All I have right now is a 52, no fins, though.
All right, thanks. This is going to take longer than I thought. Not only do I need a specific car, but I need a specific part to that car. Time is closing in, and I'm getting nervous.
Looks like Brelli's back.
A few days ago, I sent Brelli out on a pick with a box truck. He had a great pick a while back, so I'm hoping he's repeated that success. Maybe we'll get lucky and he'll have the back of a Cadillac in there.
I got a new employee.
What is that?
This is Papa.
Nana wasn't enough?
She needs a friend. Look at him.
I hope this isn't the only thing you pick.
The truck is full, but this is definitely the best thing I brought back.
Leave it to Bradley to go look for vending machines and come back with a puppy. With another mouth to feed, hopefully he's got some good cargo that we can turn into cash.
2 days and 1,300 miles later.
You did good. You filled the truck. I guess he was doing more than shopping for pets, because there's a ton of good stuff here. If he got this haul for the right price, then we're going to have some great options for customers wanting vintage machines. You did a great job.
It looks awesome.
You got, like, popcorn, you got peanut, you got, you know, Coke machines, scales. I mean, you got a lot of stuff. This peanut machine is way cool. They actually come in twins. There's a popcorn and a peanut just like it. This is probably late 30s, early 40s. We used to take your dime, you push it in here, pull this up, boom. You got hot goober peanuts. You can't find that nowadays, huh?
Not for 10 cents.
How much you pay for this one?
I paid $600 for it.
I think that's great. We should be able to sell this real easily.
This is the one I'm really digging, because it's like a carnival look.
You know, it's made to look old. I'd say it's probably 70s. It's meant to go at an amusement park. You'd roll it out, and then they'd be serving right through the top. It's all stainless steel top, yeah. To where you can see down. You can see it. You probably used to be able to see through this glass at one point in its life.
Coolest thing is the lights that wrap all the way around, you know? It's all still there, you know?
Yeah.
So what'd you pay for this?
I got a package deal. I got this Coke machine, and the two scales I got for $1,900.
This is worth, you know, a grand just the way it sits.
Yep.
I want to check out those scales you had.
Yeah, I got two.
Yeah, bring that one over here.
There's so much stuff here, I'm stunned. I'm going to have to send Brelli out on picks more often. He's got two of everything, including a Hamilton and a Peerless scale.
I mean, these are both 1940s. This one's going to be cool because there's nothing on it that tells your weight. It's basically going to spit your weight out.
Like a printout?
Yeah, something. Down here would be a token or a slip of paper or something to tell you how much you weigh. I don't even know how that actually operates on the inside. I mean, these are both awesome finds. There was a killer score. I mean, great, great job.
Sweet.
Get the things moved out of here so we can get them to the boneyard.
All right. Right?
Yeah. Good job.
Sweet.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
The pieces are in for the car couch.
Awesome. Ever since we decided that we couldn't chop that complete 60s Cadillac in half, I've been looking day and night for a suitable replacement.
I found this guy that has a big, huge junkyard, and all he does is chop up cars, and he said that he had quite a few pieces for a 60s Cadillac. And hopefully there's enough in there to build a couch out of.
This is the Frankenstein's monster approach. Taking quarter panels from two different cars, a bumper from a third, piecing them all together, and making one couch. I sure hope this works. If not, we're going to be taking a saw to that other car after all.
So is this what you wanted? I mean, is this the right car? Or?
It's a 60 Cadillac. I mean, it's got the fins. It's badass. It's got a great-looking bumper. It just needs a lot of work. This is a wreck. I mean, it's so rusted out. Coming from Nevada, I've never seen a car this rusted. All right, we're going to cut right in here. It's going to be cut right about there.
The back wheel well.
Right. Right now, all I want to do is build a brace across here. Go get me a couple of pieces of tubing and weld it from here to here and weld it from the bottom and weld it on the back to where we can at least get a frame going on.
The tubing will help us figure out the dimensions of the couch, which will have its own frame. The size and shape of it is dependent on the size of the quarter panels and the bumper.
This is going to be the back right here. That's going to be about the bottom. The fenders are going to be on the outside. And then what we're going to do is make a frame that goes inside here. All right?
All right.
This thing is going to be one big badass project.
Now that we've got the basic parts for the car couch, I have all hands on deck putting it together. Robert's on the frame. I have Manny cutting the quarter panels and welding them into shape. And Eric's on paint. Corey's birthday's just days away, so we're doing everything we can to get the job done on time.
The last stage to every painted project is to give it a buff or polish to give it that extra shine. Sometimes buffing can leave some ugly swirl marks. What household item can you use to get rid of those nasty buff marks on a finished surface? A, talcum powder. B, glass cleaner. C, cornstarch. D, answers A and C. The answer and more coming up. What household item can you use to get rid of those nasty buff marks on your finished surface? The correct answer is D, talcum powder or cornstarch. First, you're gonna wipe down the area with a damp rag. Then you're gonna dust the area with either talcum powder or cornstarch. Then you're gonna buff away. Then you're gonna wipe down your area one last time. As you can see, all the swirl marks are gone. This is an easy and inexpensive way to finish off your painted project.
Hey.
Yeah.
You got those wired together?
Yeah, I got the speakers.
Our car couch project began with a false start when I decided not to saw in half our first find. We did eventually get the right parts. The couch is coming together, and I'm about to unveil it to Rick and Corey.
Wow.
That looks good.
That looks killer.
There's always a lot of pressure restoring something for Rick Harrison, so I hope I nailed it.
All right, guys. Got it right here.
All right. I can't wait to see it. I recently went over to Rick Dale's because I wanted to find something for Corey's birthday. I have no idea what's going to show up.
Corey. You have any idea why I'm here?
Obviously, he bought something and had it restored.
Well, actually, it's your 30th birthday in a few days, so I wanted to think of something different.
This is a birthday gift.
You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Oh, no way.
That is amazing.
Awesome.
You are truly an artist, man. You really are.
The license plate's the best part, man.
Says it all, don't it?
Absolutely.
When you said you're going to make a couch, I thought you were going to make a couch. I didn't think you were going to make bam.
Yeah.
So what car is this?
This is a 60 Cadillac. Corey, when your dad came over, he had the idea. He wanted something with fins. And this thing is about the sharpest fin I could possibly find. The 1960 Cadillac, that's the ultimate fin right there.
So it came right off the rear of a 60 Cadillac?
Oh, no. There's a bigger story than that. Find this total car. Get it all the way back to the shop. Find out that it's got a clear title. The interior's good. I didn't have the balls to cut the thing in half. I finally found the exact same rear end off of a 60 Cadillac. It's all pieces and stuff, just the back end. All of this in here was all rust, and we had to repair it. And then we ended up sending it to the chrome shop, and they did a great job.
I mean, I just love how they used chrome back then. They don't use it today. And this thing just says, F you, I'm driving a Cadillac.
Yeah, that's right.
This project was a huge challenge. Definitely a lot of bumps in the road. We did so much body work on it to get it to look like this. I'm really glad that they loved it.
You put the speakers in it. Does it have an armrest?
Has the armrest. Comes down. Push on here. Comes up. You've got the cup holder. And then it's all set up for your phone. The bottom down here with the license plate, when you push on it, there's the stereo right down inside there. It's got a remote control. The lights come on, the stereo comes on with one plug. So you ready to hear this bad boy?
Let's hear it.
Here we go.
That is cool.
It sounds awesome, man.
Pretty cool, huh?
It looks good. It sounds good. Man, I want to sit in it.
You better put it on the floor first.
Yeah.
Put it on the ground first. Have fun with it, son. You lift it off. You're a big boy.
Ready?
I mean, the thing looks great and it sounds awesome, but hey, it's a couch, so I actually got to sit in it to get the full effect here. This is awesome. Pops, come check it out.
Oh. Maybe I should just put it in my office and keep it.
Yeah, have fun getting up those stairs, buddy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
You bet. No problem.
Let me get you some money.
Okay. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Overall, I am more than happy with it. Once again, Rick Dale worked his magic.
No, man, it's definitely one of the coolest things I own.